Well, greetings and salutations, one and all. Back again is Career Retrospectives right here on the Super Review Show Network. I'm joined by my two incredible friends, Kyle and Mike. What's going on, gents? How are you tonight?
Yo, all right. What's up, guys?
Yes, we're going to have to remember a lot for this one. Don't worry. But I'm big. No, but as the title of our podcast suggests, alludes to whatever. Tonight, we are breaking down and discussing the most recent release by A Day to Remember, the band from the early 2000s that is still going well today. I have been voluntold to go first for this one, so I'm just get right into it, I guess. Let me share my screen really quick. For those of you who watch this live, good for you. For those of you who just listen to us, sit back and relax. So, but yeah, so my history of A Day to Remember is a band that I've known about, but I've never truly gotten into them or gotten to know them as a band heavily, if you will. I've never really gotten into them fully, but this was I've always knew the name. I knew they were very hardcore emo punk rap, almost like a metalcore band to an extent, or a good amalgamation for those of you who use grammar, between an amalgamation of punk rock and metalcore. And they do it really well. I mean, I'm not denying that whatsoever. There was a couple of misses on this album for me, their most recent release, Big Ol' Album Volume 1. So there could be Volume 2 for all we know coming on down the line. But no, this was a very hard listen to for me. Hard meaning, keyword for me is hard. Not as like, how to explain it. It's not a bad record at all. There's some tracks I really do like. There's a few, one or two 10 out of 10s on this album for me. But needless to say, it's just not my style of rock music. I mean, I'm no stranger to Metallica's, to Green Day's, to pop punk and stuff like that, or hardcore rock, or even like some Slipknot here and there. But this was so just know that my knowledge of Day to Remember is going into it is, well, this is my first whole listen to an album by them, and I enjoyed most of it for the most part. But let's go into the track listing for a second. So, Make It Make Sense for me. This is if I can do my screen here for a second. There we go. Make It Make Sense. This is a solid 7 out of 10. When the moment the song started to me, I said, all right, I kind of know what I'm getting into. There's a lot of screamo in here. For those of you who know me for any period of time, I'm not really not a screamo death metal like kind of guy. I'm not that kind of guy. I do enjoy some in lesser doses. The hardcore stuff is a little bit much for me, for my ears, truthfully. I felt like I was, it felt a lot like the debut album for Bring Me the Horizon a lot, that one. But as far as the screamo goes, as far as the vocals go. But no, good track overall, 7 out of 10. We get into feedback, and this is something that I was surprised by. The lyrics on this were much more, how to explain this? The lyrics on this album, I don't want to just repeat this for every single track, but the lyrics on this album are very, very accurate and very, very true. I actually liked a lot of the lyric writing that this band did for this record, and I thought it was actually really done well for especially this track here too. So feedback, I sit at 7.5, going a little bit higher there. Bad Blood, it's not the Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar thing. I'm just making that up. We go down back down to a 7, not a 7.5. We go down to a 7 out of 10 for Bad Blood. It's not bad, but the screamos were the downfall for me. I know that some people, there's a large portion of metalcore fan base that are probably saying to yourself, oh my God, how could he not like that? Well, listen, I'm not opposed to it. It's hard for me to digest. Me personally. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, if I saw them live, it might be a different story because I'm actually hearing the material live and hearing it differently. It could change my opinion completely. That's just my opinion. But Bad Blood is a 7 out of 10. All My Friends, we go a little bit down to a 6.5 here. It's not a bad track, none to say, but it is a very strong track too. I don't want to repeat myself too much here, but one thing I do like about this album a lot is that each song is about 3 minutes long, and I love it when I can listen to a whole album and the whole album flows really well together. This album for me did that flawlessly. That's one of the highlights of it for me personally. But this is 6.5 out of 10 for All My Friends. To the Death, you go down to a 5. It's not bad, but it's not great. I'm very, very mid this track. But then we pick it up again with my Kyle's going to think I'm probably crazy with this, but the flowers for me is a 10 out of 10. I was blown away by this track. I could not believe how much the moment I heard it, I was like, all right, this is kind of different. And then the lyrics kick in. I'm like, wait a minute, are they like doing a metalcore love song? Like, and it was actually really like, really well done. And it took me completely by surprise. 10 out of 10 for Flowers. I was really surprised by that track, truthfully. We go down to an 8 out of 10 for LeBron. I'm not sure if it's related to the basketball player or not. That's beyond me. But still, it's an 8 out of 10 for LeBron. Nothing really banned there. And then the album has a pretty like, I guess what you could say, a cruise control feel for the rest of the record here from tracks 8 to 10, down to track 12. It's not... how to explain this? All the tracks moving forward after Die for me are definitely much more of 7s or 7.5s out of 10. Just a little bit lower than LeBron, truthfully. So Die for me sits at about a 7. Miracle sits at about a 7.5. Same Team and Silence are both 7 out of 10s. And then we get to the last song on the record, which is Closer Than You Think, which it actually ends on a really satisfying note. And I love it when I was listening to it, I said to myself, you know, this really reminds me of when Green Day's Revolution Radio ended. Their last song on the record was called Forever Now. And it ended with an acoustic guitar as it started, and it's kind of called back to the first one. But the one feeling I got from that last song on the Green Day record, Revolution Radio, was this ended me on a very satisfying note. It was not just we're going to stop it on this bombastic thing. It wasn't just like, oh, this album kind of tanked after that. This last song sucked or whatever. No, it wasn't that at all. It actually ended on a really solid note overall. And it left me satisfied. I didn't have to go back and listen to it immediately. I could go back to listen to it again if I wanted to, but it left me knowing, saying, all right, a data member is still here and it's doing very, very well overall. But overall, my initial reaction to a data member and my knowledge of them as a band, this is the only release I've listened to them. I've listened to a couple of their greatest hits or like their bigger songs on Spotify and stuff like that, but nothing seriously like diving into their catalog type of thing. But needless to say, though, this was an album that I would gladly say I could get into them more if you give me time, give me a little more effort here. Really just a really great listen through overall. I'm giving this record, Big Ol' Album Volume 1 by Data Remember, a solid 6.5 out of 10. And on a good day, I could go up to a 7. The reason why I gave it a 6.5 out of 10 is because it's not something I'm used to listening to. The screamo like part got really dropped it down for me. But the guitar work is very solid. The drum parts are really, really well. And I was very, very taken back by how well the production was in this too. I forgot to mention that too. But this is a very solid record overall. But the things that hold it down for me brought it down to that rating, but the things that held it up really, really hold the foundation of this record up. The satisfying feel at the end there with the closing track, the ending of it, not just the end, but the kick of the record starts off with a bang with their first, Make It Make Sense. There's a lot of pluses to this record that I really did enjoy, truthfully. So needless to say, 6.5, I could on a given day go up to a 7 out of 10, but for right now, because this is the only album I've ever listened to by them, this was a very solid listen overall. So for Data Remembers, Big Ol' Album Volume 1, which I'm sure there'll be a Volume 2 at some point, this is going to be a 6.5 out of 10. Since I was voluntold to go first by my esteemed friends and panelists here, I'm going to say that Kyle has to go next. Of course. Because he's our punk rock guy.
You good with that, Mike? I know you said you wanted to go first.
Nah, go for it. Go for it. Yeah, one.
Right. Take the run. All right, just saying.
All right. I mean, A Day to Remember is one of those bands that really popularized an entire genre in that, what came to be known as easy core or, pop punk with breakdowns. Really from there, For Those Who Have Heart album, stayed relevant till now. Had a couple, dips in quality in albums. But, I mean, their run between their Homesick album, What Separates Me From You, and then Common Courtesy, that run of three records is some of the best in the genre. All incredible records. So going into this one from their last album, You're Welcome, a couple years back, wasn't sure what to expect. That album was definitely more like a pop sound, and I didn't hate it. Some people really didn't like it. thought it was okay. It wasn't like as terrible as people made it seem. So going into this one, I was like, all right, what to expect? And they surprise dropped the physical albums on a couple months back. Got it that day. Been listening to it since. So I mean, this is definitely a step more in that right direction of having those heavier elements, but also managing to fuse them well with that poppier sound. Now, I will say it's a good album. It's a, I think, a really enjoyable listen. Do I ever expect them to put out another Homesick again? No. And I think that if you go into it without that expectation as a fan of the band, you're probably going to take more away from it. Make It Make Sense. Kick-ass intro. Not a perfect song, not a 10 out of 10. But, the way it really just kicks in, it's like, all right, they're back. The sound is back here. It's an 8 out of 10. And then Feedback, this one was released last summer, and I've loved this one since it came out, and it seems to be an unpopular opinion here. This is a 10 out of 10 for me. I love the attitude the song brings. It's just a kick-ass summer song. It's just the perfect, like, speeding down the highway with your windows down type song, and I love it. That's the kind of thing that I love. And, live, it's even better. Bad Blood, it's another 8, kind of in the same boat as Make It Make Sense. And there's a couple categories of songs throughout this that I'll talk about. And this and Make It Make Sense kind of fall into that category where they're both 8s. They have that very similar sound to it. The chorus on this one could have been a little bit stronger. Overall, really good song. The breakdown on this is sick. I love the lead into the breakdown. They always do those very well historically throughout their catalog. And then we get to one of my most polarizing takes on this record with All My Friends. 10 out of 10. Kick-ass song. This song is fun. This song just makes you want to go out with your friends and just have a great night. And the character development on the song for the band is great. From a band that made their career and some of their most popular songs about hating their hometown and, oh, my friends don't give a fuck and blah, blah, blah. It's very cool to see them being, almost middle-aged dudes now, or middle-aged dudes writing a song about hanging out in their hometown with their friends. What great character development. It all comes full circle. 10 out of 10. Great track. And To the Death falls into that same boat as Make It Make Sense and Bad Blood for me, where it's good. It has that more metalcore sound. The chorus, again, I think is the weakest part of this, which is kind of a trend in those tracks where they tend to go heavier on this album, is the choruses kind of tend to fall off slightly. Solid breakdown. Enjoy the song. And then Flowers, JT, I couldn't agree more. 10 out of 10. I adore this song. I think lyrically it's the strongest on the record. I love the message that it's sending. There's no reason to not tell people you appreciate them. Just whenever. You don't need a reason to do it. I think it's great. Same thing, LeBron. Super fun song. 10 out of 10. Really love that. I found all the songs on this album that got a 10 for me have the same thing in common, in that they're all fun. And you can just feel that the band had a good time recording these songs, writing these songs, and that really came through in the overall tracks here. And here's where the album really kind of drops for me, though. Die For Me, while being a catchy song with a very well-written melodic, from a melodic standpoint, chorus, it really shows that Ollie Sykes had a hand in the writing process of this one. Those melodies, I mean, this is essentially like a sister song to Die For You from Bring Me the Horizon's last record. It just screams Ollie Sykes, but my God, these were the worst lyrics I think A Day to Remember has ever put on paper or on recording. It reminded me of the lyrics to Grenade by Bruno Mars, where it's just so unnecessarily like, oh, I would jump in front of a train for you. Like, oh my God, shut up. I hate that. It's like, oh, we're soaked in blood. We wrote it. Now we don't even speak. Like, it's just so childish coming from a band that they're not young anymore. And other songs lyrically from this record are almost like the polar opposite of that, where it's like, we're grown up and mature now. And then you have this song where it's like complete opposite, immature lyrics. actually cringe listening to this one, but I will say the vocal melody on it and the rest of it does bring it up to a 7 for me. I do actually enjoy it. It does get stuck in my head, but I can't help but cringe every time I hear those lyrics and really focus in on that. Miracle, though, this one kind of, this is a tough one. This, I stand at an 8 on it, but where I falter with that is this song had the unfortunate circumstance of being released, I think, almost like 2 years ago, maybe even more. So I've just had so much time to sit with it that I always forget it's on the record until it comes on, just because I've listened to it so much before even knowing it was going to be on this album that it's just kind of fallen off for me. Like, I've heard it so many times now that I think if it was a little fresher, I'd have a little different take on it. It's a good song. I do think it's a little bit too long, where they don't really do much more other than repeat the chorus an extra time, maybe two, that wasn't really needed. And here's where the major drop-off happens, with same team starting that decline. I'm going a 5 for this one. I'm really not a fan of the electronic, like, slow hip-hop beats in the verses. The chorus is pretty bland. It's just okay. The one thing on this track that I really like, though, that saves it from an even lower score, the bridge on this song and that little breakdown for the bridge sounds great. It is the best part of the song by far, not even close, but really can't save it from just being a filler of a song. But then the album dips even more somehow, with Silence just being essentially just a Deftones song, something that I would never go to a day to remember to listen to. I hate the flow of this. It feels disjointed. The instruments and especially the drum sounds, though, I will say, to the production's credit, sound absolutely massive on this in a great way that I really wish transcribed to a better song. But I don't like the chorus. I really don't like anything about this. Having said that, I'm not a Deftones fan. I imagine if you're a fan of both bands, you'll probably enjoy the song if you like that more like slower, heavier Deftones, almost at times reminiscent of like a Korn sound here and there. If you like that, you'll probably like the song. So I'm interested to see what Mike thinks of that. But then the album does end on a high note with Closer Than You Think. It's not a perfect song. I do go up to a 9 for it. I think it's instrumentally a bit basic. If they did a little bit more on an instrumental standpoint, I think it could have elevated it to that, next level. But it's a really nice closer. I love the lyrics on this. The vocal delivery is great. I mean, overall, the album is a good album. It's better than I anticipated it being. It's a really fun listen. It hasn't lost. I've been listening to it for a couple months now. It hasn't lost its relevance to me yet. I'm curious to see how I feel about the songs as the year goes on. Overall, it's a good addition to their catalog. Excited for part 2 whenever they decide to put that out, whether it's this year or if they still need to finish up some writing on it and put it out next year. But I'm sitting at an 8 for this album right now.
All right, you heard it here first. Mike, is there any redemption here for you for this album? Oh, as you remember?
Good question, sir. It's funny, A Day to Remember, I get them mixed up with other bands because I think the name, maybe when they came out, but when their kind of relevancy like really hit, I was into other things. I really didn't get into them. And then kind of like through, like, we went to Emo Night and they played some songs and I realized who they were, or like just hearing about songs that, or re-released or just new albums that came out. I kind of just figured out who they were, and then I was confusing them with, a couple other bands. So after that, I kind of tried to discover some of their stuff. Kyle at gunpoint forced me to listen to, I believe, I can't remember the name of the album. I think it's the Homesick album, I believe. That's the one you made me listen to, Kyle, right?
Yeah, that was the one.
Okay. And that's a good album. There's something about this band that kind of hits me a certain way, and I'll get into my review of the tracks. But instead of blending everything together, they tend to like, hey, this song is going to be our straight pop punk song with that infectious chorus and very simplistic kind of song. And like, that's that song. And then like another song comes up and there's a song that's like very modern, kind of similar to bands that are out, you know, in vein of like Wage War, or, Falling in Reverse. I could hear some Falling in Reverse on this album. And it feels like an aged band trying to relate to what's happening currently, but then while simultaneously doing what they do best. And that's the problem with this album. At times, it's what hurts it, in my eyes. It feels like it's inconsistent in what it's good at, and then consistent in what it's trying to kind of recapture the heaviness, the parts of the modern scene that it wants to relate to or be part of, but while simultaneously like sticking to its roots and calling back to its the core of its being. And I think that's like, it felt a little disjointed in that. And I wanted more of the thing it was good at. And I felt like it tried to, you know, it tried to kind of capitalize or kind of tried to draw its current identity, the band's identity, to some of the more modern kind of songs that are out and about in like the, you know, metalcore, you know, I wouldn't say deathcore, but, you know, there could be some elements. You know, in there. So, you know, we'll start off, Make It Make Sense. It's a 6 out of 10. It's got that groovy riff. You know, it doesn't seem like it's developed too much. It just goes right into the chorus. It starts off with like an interesting kind of opening, which reminds me of what bands are doing right now with like some of this kind of like the feedback sounds and like the, and this like the plotting kind of rhythmic riffs. But it just goes right into the chorus. And like, while the chorus is decent, it felt undeveloped. It felt like, all right, let's get to the chorus. Like Kyle said, we're back. And like, that's cool. But you gotta get there. You can't just like go right into it. And it felt like it definitely like didn't really kind of open up with some riffs or open up with some like outside of that opening. It didn't like have any like parts of the song that kind of picked up in pace and dropped in pace. It just went straight to the chorus. So, you know, Breakdown, like I said, reminded me of Falling in Reverse, Wage War. It doesn't do too much, but it's a decent song. I wouldn't, if I was listening to it, I wouldn't turn it off, but I wouldn't be like, hey, I'm adding this to a playlist. So 6 out of 10 there. And then Feedback, this is just, that's that generic kind of song for me, riff-wise, breakdown-wise, the chorus. Nothing really special. And it kind of reminded me of Falling in Reverse. They're like a country metal-ish kind of flair to it. I wouldn't say country metal would be like a hard word for me to even say. But like it has these kind of like rhythms to the beats. It's got these kind of like ways to the vocals and like and the groove to it that gives me this like southern-esque type of metal rock feel. Yeah, 5 out of 10 for me. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't anything that, like, you know, like really makes me excited for the song. Yeah, and then we get to Bad Blood. You know, just another kind of generic song and breakdown. That was kind of something that I've noticed about this album is like the breakdowns were either kind of like initially they're very kind of like not super great. You know. It also just kind of was doing a lot. And I think maybe that's where they got this album title from. I think they're trying to do a big old album of a lot of different styles and things that they're going to just kind of, I think, cover a lot of bases, you know? So, you know, you got your metalcore, your pop punk, your very straight pop, you know, and you're going to kind of make a big old album of all those things kind of piled together. And you're going to touch all the bases. And you're going to cover all the different sounds. I mean, like Kyle said, and all you know, alluding to a song later down, I was shocked to hear the song, and it sounded like something Gojira or a Fit for an Autopsy would do, minus the brutality. But the vocals were very different, layered in this song, and that we'll get to that. But and that was another thing about this album is the vocals. It felt like 3 or 4 different bands at times where they one minute that he sounds like the guy from Fall Out Boy. Then the next minute, it kind of reminds me more of like, you know, one of the more modern metalcore bands in the business today. Like less of that pop punk feel to it. It's almost like he turns his voice on for certain songs. I don't know if there's two vocalists or not, but it felt like weird that that the whole album didn't contain the same elements, that it felt like each song had its own identity, which also made it feel too self-aware to be different in each song or try to have a different flair in each song. So Bad Blood, gonna come back to the, you know, Bad Blood was a six. Like I said, they're putting a lot of tune on the vocal, auto tune a little bit on there, and also kind of reminded me of The Offspring, like the way it opened up. And but overall, you know, it's got some fun upbeat sounds to it. It's just nothing really special for me, but nothing really that bad. So 6 out of 10. All my friends, Kyle knows how I feel about this. Kyle, I mean, you know,
you love fun.
I am the self-appointed, and by self-appointed, I mean Kyle has told me I am, and I agree. The ambassador of not fun pop punk songs, and I mean, it's just like the dumb song that doesn't reward you with anything that you want to be rewarded with. It just does the fun thing, which like is a lot of bands could do. It doesn't really have its own soul. It's just kind of like, all right, here's our fun song. And it's just kind of have like the simple repetitive thing. And it's just, you know, like I said, I will enjoy fun as long as you lure me in with some other kind of interesting thing, some body. And it's the skeleton without the flesh on it. It's kind of the idea, but without the true execution of like bringing it all home. So 4 out of 10. I mean, it's not like wretched. It's not something I would like. Shirt
that says Mike hates fun.
I will wear that and I will embrace it, my friend, because you know that's right. We go towards what we are. So it's not like a two. It's not like it's pretty. It's you know, if I heard this playing, I'd probably skip past the song to another one, but I wouldn't be like turn this, you know, like a Nickelback or something. That is the definition.
Whoa, watch the stray bullets there, Mike.
That is the definition of party rock. That is just
great.
Oh, don't even get me started on a Nickelback rant here. We'll lose half our three listeners right now. We don't want to go down to 1.5. Then we'll come back down to the death. You know, like I said, this is like leaning on the the Ghost Inside, Fit for a King, kind of just plotting. It doesn't really develop much. It's kind of uninteresting. It's got a decent chorus. The chorus is like probably the only thing about the song that's okay, but it's not like it's nothing like real mind-blowing. It's pretty generic. So 5 out of 10 for me. I mean, but I am in complete agreement with you guys. 10 out of 10. Flowers was actually a great chorus, meaningful lyrics. It's got the emotion in the song. And this is what I'm going to use this song as the flag here to wave. But this is the kind of song that, like, you hear the development in the chorus, the development in the songs, how it progresses from this movement to that part, to this part, back to this part, the layering, all of the aspects that go in to make a good song that keep your ears interested in and you listen to. When you hear a song like this, but then you put it up against another song that feels more just about the heaviness or about the breakdown or about... That's why this album, for me, it wasn't able to feel like a complete picture, because a lot of the songs feel like they have an agenda. Okay, this song's about the heavy song. This one's about the pop punk song. This one's about this. You know what I mean? It didn't feel like they were able to take all those elements and then put them in a blender and say, okay, like our songs are going to have these elements in them no matter what. It felt like we're just going to really focus on one style type or effort, and we're going to go with that, and we're going to kind of keep them separated, and that to me leads to an inconsistent feel. So a great song. I mean, definitely one I'd add to a playlist, definitely one I'm going to come, you know, back to several times. And I can't agree with you guys more. LeBron, I thought it was almost felt like a layup, if you will, Flowers, but it it kind of...
It was too fun for you.
It was too fun for me. No, and it was about basketball. JT, did you listen to the lyrics? I mean, that was a little dead giveaway there. I mean, talking about like you know, the minute you make a shot, you
title get the giveaway on it. But
yeah, well, not necessarily, because you might be using the name LeBron to rhyme with something in a joking manner or something. But the song itself could be about completely nothing, but it's talking about, you know, taking a shot and being judged for the rest, and like the rings, and when you're gonna give me when you're gonna claim me as a hero rather than criticize me for every little thing I did wrong rather than all the great things I've done. You know, good lyrics, well done, well, you know, it's true. I mean, you're always you know, you're always gonna be hated more than you're loved when it comes down to like how you're able to perform in the crunch time, in the time that you're performing. You're always going to be judged more harder than someone else based on, you know, like what the situation's like. And, you know, obviously, like, we all know the Jordan LeBron debate. At first, I thought this was like a Weezer song. At first, it opened up with some like Weezer-esque type of things. But then, you know, it's got a good chorus. Like I said, it's just kind of like, he turns that pop punk voice on. So like back to back, like Flowers and LeBron, you know, he's just like, here it is. This is like, it's more the style I want to hear from this band, Flowers, LeBron, than I do the others. And I do like the others. It's just the others suit other bands more and they do it better. So it's like, you know, I get what they're going for, diversity, but they also are like not hitting it a home run with other songs the way they are with these songs. So like 7.5, I may even go up to an 8 on that, but it's a good song, just not anywhere near Flowers or whatever. But and Die For Me, it's just a 5 out of 10. It's just very pop, but not in a good way. Simple, not much going on in the guitar riff wise the song you know, the composition of it, it's just kind of rinse, wash, repeat. And Miracle is a solid song, and it's a 6.5. It's got it's pretty chill, typical what's going on in it. I liked the breakdown in it as much as I wanted to hear, you know, some more from them. But same team again, you know, not to beat a dead horse, 6 out of 10 for me. A lot of the same things. You know, I wish it brought more to the table. It just kind of leaves you wanting more of the elements that are missing from these songs. Silence. Now, like I was telling earlier, I mentioned a song that kind of really touched in an area that I didn't think like this band would just. And this kind of, as soon as I heard this song, I was immediately alerted to the fact that they're really trying to touch on many different styles to kind of. I don't know if bands do this so that they feel more legitimate. Maybe it's like, oh, you think we're a one trick pony? Well, watch this. Or if they're just doing it because they're getting bored and they're like, you know what, let's do a song like this. Screw it. Like, we'll try and really kind of like challenge ourselves. We're going to put out a song that has a completely different vocal layering, vocal delivery to it, different rhythm to it, you know, whatever. It could be a little bit A, B, and C, or it could be none at all. It could be just, hey, we're going to have fun, which is why I'm struggling to understand why they did that song. But still, you know, like I said, again, I actually enjoyed this. Song wise, it didn't really go to the directions I wanted it to, but like unique and interesting wise, I thought it was like I wish they had just not done one song like this. I wish they had, but then again, there we go. You'd be like, okay, one song is like this, one song's like that one, you know. So it was a 7 out of 10 for me. It was good. It was interesting to see them try something new. You know. Would I say it was mind-blowing? Not really. But it shows diversity. It shows interest in, you know, and that's a good thing. So 7 out of 10 for that. Closer Than You Think. Yeah, good song. Solid. It has some good, real melodic and emotional veins within it. You know, it's got some interesting things going on. But, like, it really did need a change of pace. It needed some change up in the vocal melody, like, to go into some higher and lowers and whatever. A solid song, 7.5. So overall, like, this album definitely felt a little conflicted. It felt a little confused at times of like really how to bring it all together and convince you that it's not just a new era of the band, but it's within the band the whole time. It's just kind of them showing you that they're part of the current scene, but they're also the same old band you used to know and love that's going to knock you out of the park with a really infectious and catchy pop punk metalcore-ish song. So, yeah, that being said, it definitely still like has some good songs on it, and as like a listening song, if I were playing this in the car, I wouldn't have too many album songs where I skip past, except All My Friends, because that song is just not good. But besides that, sorry, that was a little jab at Kyle. My bad. Overall, 6.5 out of 10. JT, I copy off your rating. Pretty decent. You don't get to a high level rating easily with my rating scale. Not that I'm a snob or anything, but I am hard judging of music that's being put out today and following in the same footsteps as the bands around it, almost identically, and not really having its own true identity in that, but they still kept their identity alive with several of the songs on this record, and then the other ones were solid and interesting, well done choruses, but it just like needed a little more to push it beyond a 6.5.
You heard it first. That's Mike's rating, of course, and Mike's comment. Thank you to Vinny's Vinyl Room for jumping in the chat board. We appreciate you jumping into our chat. I just want to read off. I said, I'm so sorry I had to listen to this. And I read Flair Platt saying it wasn't very good, ? And he said, nope, their time as a going concern in my eyes ended in 2016. Interesting. We do the show live. On Monday, yeah. Today's Tuesday. We do it Monday nights normally. They're not as good as their contemporaries either. Interesting take, my friend. That's a hot take right there.
He's steam coming up over his head. I don't think that's an accurate statement.
I'm here to say 2020. Okay, fair enough. But Bad Vibrations was an okay album.
All right. Well, the interesting commentary from our viewers. Thank you so much for tuning into our show. Who watch us every once in a while here on the Super View Show. Anything else, guys? And we have our next pick, right? It's the Elton John album that came out back a couple weeks ago, right?
Yep.
Correct. I've been so out of the loop. I've been like trying to make sure everything's been going good here, so forgive me. We want to thank you for watching, listening, however you enjoyed us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning into our show, as always. And this is a very interesting album, needless to say, for most of us. I just want to share this one last thing here. I saw them at the Civic Center in 2019, and I got a $10 ticket. Nice. Congratulations. Good for you. Wow. Nice. Thanks to our dear viewer there, Vinny's Vinyl, for tuning in. I think I know who that is. I'm not sure off the top of my head. But yeah, needless to say, it ultimately, guys, is what you have to say out there. Please jump down in the comment section below this video. Share your thoughts on A Day to Remember, and don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and don't forget to follow us on our social media page as well, simply at The Super View Show. Kyle, Q&A podcast is not back yet.
Nope.
All right, because he's been doing maybe one day. It's one day soon. But needless to say, though, thanks so much for watching, listening. Have you enjoyed tonight? But this next week will be the Elton John, Brandi Carlile album that came out back in April, I think 4th or 5th, whatever that day was, back in early April. But anyways, but for all of us here at the Super View Show's Curious Perspectives, stay safe, take care, and
God bless.
God bless. We'll see you guys next week.